been spilled. We must make our pact, declare ourselves for who we are. That's a cold hard fact. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and that's the game we play. Step on me and I'll step all over you. It's always gonna be that way. Don't push your luck.
Morning, guten tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the planet Marseille, today July 11th. I propose to you today a podcast I recorded at Paris, June 30th, with Angry Anderson, Rose Tattoo, singer. They are touring Europe right now. In fact, when I met them at Paris, they already were in tour for 3 weeks. Angry sounded a little tired, or maybe he just shared with me some moment of doubts. I think such tours in tour bus without day off are very exhausting. But like Angry wrote to me just before taking my train to Paris, "Hey Annie, I'm very happy to do the interview with you, see you soon at Paris." I had no doubt that he really wanted to meet me, but it's surely one of the strangest interviews I never recorded for Melting Pod. The best is to listen to Angry now, just after Man About Town, my favorite song from their last album, Blood Brothers.
I'm the man about town. I'm the man about town. You won't put me down. I'm the man about town. She may not do what a man's gonna do. Ain't about a long life.
Today we are June 30th, and I am in Paris with... Who is in front of me?
You don't know?
No.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Tell me your name.
Well, you can tell me them. You can tell me them. I know my name.
That is for my listener.
Yes, yes. My name's Angry Anderson. Let's get on with it.
Okay, Angry. I want to have fresh news from you. You are in tour in Europe? What is your good feeling of the tour?
Well, it's like every other tour.
Yes.
It depends on what you want to know. What would you like to ask about the tour? It is like all other tours. They don't differentiate much from one to the other.
Yes, but for you, every time you are here and you promote a new thing, this time is a DVD?
No, well, yeah, there's a new DVD out, but you don't tour to promote things. You tour because you want to play music. Mm-hmm. Whether there's T-shirts or DVDs, that's part of merchandising. That's not the reason we do it, no.
But you have new songs?
Well, we have songs from the album, but they're not new songs. They're 2 years old now. So the album's been out for 2 years, so... In a sense, compared to the songs that we play that we recorded 30 years ago, you could say they're new songs.
Yes. Okay, but from the last time, I saw you last year, and when you make a second tour, what is the reason for you? If it's not to sell the DVD, to sell a DVD, and when you have not new song from Blood Brothers,
yeah.
Is it the people who ask you to come back the reason to do a second tour this year?
To play.
To play and to find again your fans and meet your friends in Europe?
Well, I mean, we reacquaint ourselves with friends every year that we play. I mean, we play here every year, so from one year to the next, it's just the same. We come to play music.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but the idea in a band is to develop a kind of music.
Yeah, the idea of a band is to play music.
Yes,
yes.
But to create new music all the time, too, no?
No, no, no. You can't create music, new music, all the time. It just comes, you know, when you want it to come or when it needs to come. It doesn't happen all the time, no.
Did you take the time to be alone, maybe, to create new songs when you are in Australia, back in Australia?
Well, the process is guitar players always play and come up with new ideas for songs. As lyricists write new words, when it's time to do an album, it just means putting a collection of ideas together and hopefully they become good songs.
But I know that last year you tour a lot, you never stop, we can say that. And this year, what is your project in 2008 after this European tour?
Nothing. No more playing after this tour.
And you spoke about a US tour, no?
No, I decided not to do that. No.
I know that you play in another band sometime with Dave.
I'm not doing that anymore either.
No?
No.
Because you went to China with that band.
Yeah, that's a pub band, but I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh.
No.
But can you speak a little about this travel to China? Because I have a special aspect in Melting Pot that I have recently... 60% of listeners coming from China. And I have online almost only Australian music. And I was surprised of that. What was
Our trip to China was very short because we went into China to do one gig. It was a corporate gig, not public. And it was a private dinner for about 300 people. So we sort of came in, we rehearsed for a couple of hours, we did the show, and then the next day we went to the old city, and then the next day we went home. So we were only in China 2 days.
And you have not, you had not the possibility to speak with the people?
They speak Chinese, so it's very difficult.
And not English?
No, you'll find that not many Chinese people speak English. It was very difficult. One of the reasons we didn't do anything is because nobody speaks English, even in the hotels. Two Australians there and two Americans that spoke Chinese to interpret. Not many Chinese people speak English.
But it's surprising because when they listen to Melting Pot, it's because it's in English, I think. And they are really, before the American listener.
I think you would find that there would be a very few people. Out of all the millions of people that are in China, there's very few people that speak English.
Because I thought if I have so many listeners, this maybe because I play Australian music, and I thought maybe for us this is the first connection with the East countries.
No, we found that radio doesn't play much Western music, and we didn't hear in the hotel on the television. There's nothing in English. There's no Western music, but that was television in the hotel. And some of it was television stations from China, but I couldn't find anything in English there. One of the things that we were told was that it's one of the fastest growing needs is for people to go to China to teach people English, because they realise that they're going to have to start dealing with English people language if it's very difficult to go there as a tourist. Mm. And I think China needs to be very careful that they don't lose a lot of tourist dollars. Mm. Because you go there and you find it very, very difficult. And the things that we think are normal, plumbing, toilets, public amenities, they're just not there. So Western people who go there don't find the same... one place they did actually speak English, which was in the market, but they're very young people. And some of them aren't Chinese. Some of them are from other Asian countries.
Don't you think it's maybe a new place for the rock and roll there? Because this is my feeling.
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe in years to come, more kids will... It's a matter of outlet. You go into their department stores and there's a lot of Chinese bands, some other Asian bands. I don't know, maybe Japanese or Indonesian, maybe. But there's not many... there's not much Western music.
Because one of my first interview at Berlin was with a punk rock Chinese band.
What?
It was a punk rock Chinese band.
That would be different.
Yes, I did an interview with them. I asked them how they can listen to rock and roll, and they explained to me. It was really interesting, but it was only 3 years ago.
Yeah. I think from what Chinese people tell me, have told me in Australia about selling your music there, there has been in the past resistance from the government. They don't like Western music because it's subversive.
You think you are still subversive?
I'm not sure. I don't know how the Chinese would see us in that light. Maybe, I don't know.
Give me your heart now, give me your hand. Take the souls with me and make a stand. Are these our last days? Then let it be. I'll stand by you if you stand by me. We are not born to live in bondage. We are not born another man's slave. It's written we are created. Right from the cradle to the grave. There are times that turn against us. There are those who break those sacred ways. Treachery fills locks and chains. We are forced to live our darkest days. Oh, for one, yeah, one for all. In good company we rise or fall.
But today we are in Paris, and have you no nice memories from Paris before? Because I tried to do a connection with you and Trust, the band Trust.
Trust. Yes. I think they are going to reform play again, Trust. I heard.
Yes.
Someone said to me, I think that would be good.
Yes, they are touring this in autumn.
Oh, are they in autumn? Yes. Oh, that would be good.
Yes.
It's a pity we won't be here. Maybe they'll tour again, maybe next year. But I don't think, I'm not sure, I don't think we'll tour next year.
To Europe, you want to say?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You are preparing a new album next year?
Sorry?
You think you are?
No.
What is your project?
Not for music?
Yes.
Nothing.
What does that mean?
Sorry?
What does that mean? You are tired?
Nothing means nothing.
Yes, no, but it means you want to take a time for you, for the band?
Oh, I suppose, yeah. I'd like, there's other things I'd like to do.
And you can tell me maybe what you want to
do? It's nothing to do with music.
Yes, but yeah. Your project with the young people, for example?
Oh, well, I do that all the time. That's something whenever I'm not touring or whatever, I work on things for other people, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that it's been that way for, 30 years now, so... Nearly 30 years, early 85, so it's 2008, so, you know, 20 years, 22 years, 25 years about.
You mean that you are a little tired for that?
For what?
To play with a band and make tour, and you want to take holidays and take time for...
No,
you?
It's not holidays, no, I just don't want... I don't want to... there's other things I want to do.
It's a shock for me. It's not the last time I see you.
Well, the thing about it is that I think everything has its life, a lifespan. Maybe that's what it... Maybe the time says, well, you know, now it's time to move on. Right now I have other things in my life that I want to do, and if I don't do them now, I won't do them. So maybe you can't do that and tour the band at the same time. Maybe that's decision and that's it. So I want to do something else.
And with the Party Boys, because I saw you with...
No, I don't want to do anything. I just said that before.
Music?
It's not about music. I don't want to do anything musical. I want to do other things. So the music takes up a lot of time. So if you want to do something else, you need to not do this. If it's a choice between do this and do that... And you do this, but you can't do that. Well, if you really want to do that, you don't do the other. And that makes time for the other.
Maybe you can tell me a little more about that?
It's personal stuff.
No.
Yeah, it's personal stuff. It's not music.
Makes it hard to stay cool. He was restless out in the suburbs, so he ran away from school. He needed money.
Yes, so this was a question about internet and music. You can maybe tell me, what do you think about what I am doing myself with my podcast? Do you find that useful for you? Or you...
I really don't know. You saw the problem I have with computers. I've decided that I can get along. Computers only have to take a very small part of my life. Because I can actually, and the reason that I don't, and I haven't become, this takes up a very small part. So I don't know much about computers. It was funny, I was talking to Kevin last year on the computer, and Kevin's the singer from Boss Uncles, and he won't use a computer. He gets somebody else to do it for him, and because he doesn't like computers and he doesn't like what they represent, mm-hmm. the invasion of technology. And I'm not that one-eyed about it, but the reason I don't know anything about computers or what you do with your computer show or people on MySpace and all this kind of thing, see, it's not important to me, so I don't do it. I don't. Yes. My children have my kids have MySpace for me. They make MySpace, mm-hmm. and it. I think it's. And they said you should see it every day. And I went, I can't be bothered to look at it every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a pain in the ass for me to have to look at my emails every day. I don't want to be looking at MySpace. Mm. I don't want to be answering questions, and I don't want to be reading what people write about me. I don't care. So it doesn't matter to me. So the world can go on with computers without me.
No, but the story was because a lot of musicians find a big exposure with internet, and in the same time they are stolen.
Mm. I understand that, yes. But it's not. I would have to then be involved to do that. Mm. So if somebody else wants to do that for me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And there's a boy in Germany, a really good friend of ours, Herko, and he runs the site and. And we stay in contact with him, you know, on the phone and even with emails. But you see, he knows how to do that. He's technically minded. He's very comfortable. He works with computers all the time. To me, you know, if it was me, I wouldn't turn the computer on. It would just sit there. But other people, my sons, you know, my friends, you know, some of my friends... But I have no interest in it. To me, it's just a part of this new thing, and I don't care.
If I want to see you next time, I have to travel to Australia.
Well, I don't know. I don't know when we come back. Maybe not next year. Maybe the year after. We'll see what happens. But I have no. It's like I said a few years ago. This playing in the band is not meant forever, and it's not the only thing in my life. It's just a small part, but now it takes up too much time.
Well, Angry, I don't want to take too much time. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I thank you. Even I'm a little sad because I don't expect that you say me you stop.
But well, you see, the thing is, I don't know. Right now, all I'm saying now is that I don't want to do for this year, for next year. There are just other things that will take my time. And I can't keep not doing things I want to do because everyone says, well, come for 6 or 8 weeks and tour Europe. Mm-hmm. See, that's 6 weeks or two or 8 weeks. That's 2 months. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, with that 2 months here in Europe, maybe another month in Australia, that's 3 months out of the year. Well, I don't, right now, I don't want to have to give that time. I want that time for other things. So it means, like I said before, it's a simple thing for me. If I want to do this and I want to do that, I can't do both.
But I can say I wish you a lot of luck and pleasure in your new project. Mm.
There is no new project.
No, your new way of life.
Well, it's not a new way of life either. It's just there's just other things I want to do, you know. And it means, I mean, it might be like I want to go fishing. That's not a project. It's not a new way of life. It's just something I want to do. I might want to paint the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Paint the house?
Paint the house.
Yes?
Yeah. Well, I can't paint my house if I'm here, can I?
Yeah, it means you want to have time with your family.
I just want to do other things. Yes. Yeah, with the family, with whatever. I just want to do other things. I can't do both. Mm-hmm. And the last few years, I've had to not do things to be here. Or to tour in Australia, you know, I just don't want to do that for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Angry.
There's nothing more in it than that. It's just that. It's not, oh, well, it's sad, you know, we're not going to see you anymore. I mean, I don't know, who knows?
Yes, no, it means that you want to make a break.
I might change my mind next week.
Yes.
You know? But just right now, I just want to do other things.
I don't know if after listening to that interview you have a more precise idea of what Angry is ready to do after this European tour, which will be finished in 2 days now, either to stop completely the band and its relation with the music, or just to take a break. What I can say personally is after having seen Angry on stage, you can imagine I was very attentive to the show at Paris. He was simply superb and it's sure he has the rock and roll in the blood and we can't stop that. I'm sure after a break, it's maybe necessary sometime to make a break. He will come back again, don't be sad. I propose to you to react on MeltingPod, www.meltingpod.com. I will post some pics from the show and a short video clip I filmed with my camera during the last second on stage. It was very touching and moving for me. But I don't want to close that show with a sad feeling, so I propose to you to listen to a last song. In fact, it's my favorite song from Rose Statue. That song was not on the set list I checked just before the show at Paris, but it was really a nice surprise to hear Mick starting the first riff of that song. I would like to think it was for me. Who knows? We Can Be Beaten. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod.
Brothers and sisters, this is Angry Anderson from Rose Tattoo. You're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille.
And take away.
That's another band, doesn't it?
Cause we can't be beat.